the Bonneville International Corporation, or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions from this broadcast are solely those of the individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
Welcome to Off the Shelf with Larry Allen of the Coalition for Government Procurement. Off the Shelf gives a voice to commercial service and product companies selling in the federal market. Larry speaks to members and government officials about procurement policy trends, innovations, and debates. Off the Shelf on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. Now here's your host, Larry Allen.
We are very pleased to have with us in the studio today, Steve Kemp, the Commissioner of GSA's Federal Acquisition Service, the brand new permanent Commissioner of FAS, and I'm going to introduce Steve in just a minute. But before I do that and talk about things that are going on with the Federal Acquisition Service, I want to remind you that we have nominations open, open indeed, for the Excellence in Partnership Awards. What are the Excellence in Partnership Awards? I'm glad you asked. The EIPs are the awards program that recognizes the individuals and organizations that have made significant contributions to all of GSA's procurement programs over the last year. So, if you have a federal customer that's been a loyal user, maybe shown some innovation, maybe you're a hardworking person at GSA that toils over the schedules program on a daily basis, or maybe you're even a contractor that would like to nominate a customer or yourself, find out everything you need to know about that at eipawards.org. That's eipawards.org. Nominations are open for about another 2 weeks. Call Melissa Hudak at the Coalition for all information, 202-331-0975, and she'll set you right up. As I mentioned today, my guest is Steve Kemp. Steve, a repeat offender here on Off the Shelf. We always love to get him when he can. Recently, he became the permanent commissioner of GSA's Federal Acquisition Service, so we thought it would be a good time to bring him back to Off the Shelf and talk about things that are going on these days in FAS. Steve Kemp, welcome back to Off the Shelf.
Thank you, Larry. Appreciate the opportunity to come and speak with you today about some of the things we're doing at the Federal Acquisition Service.
Well, I think that's great. As I mentioned, there's a lot going on, whether it's working on sustainability, Steve, whether it's working with the Department of Defense on schedule use, whether it is working on things like GSA's Alliant and other GWAC programs, assisted services. You've got a lot on your plate, not to mention the fact that you are a frequent guest in both the House and Senate these days, talking about various things that are going on in GSA. So I appreciate you making the time for us today. You're not new to being in FAS, Steve. In fact, prior to being named the permanent commissioner, you were the acting commissioner for several months. As such, I'm sure, despite all you have going on, that you've identified a top list of priorities. Can you share a little bit about what your first initial priorities are going to be with our listeners? And how are these goals aligned with the things set forth by Administrator Martha Johnson?
Well, let's start with what the administrator's priorities are. I think they're clear. She has three of them: operational excellence, customer intimacy, and innovation. And we're moving forward on each of those in the way that it impacts the Federal Acquisition Service. So we have four areas: acquisition excellence, workforce excellence, sustainability, and then customer-focused offerings. So let me talk a little bit about each of those. With respect to our acquisition excellence, our goal is to really demonstrate to our customers that they can turn to us for acquisition expertise and guidance. And we do that by providing high-quality contracts that are useful and easy to use. We're continuing to change those, too, to provide contemporary tools and training that both for GSA's acquisition workforce and the acquisition workforce across the whole federal government. With respect to workforce excellence, one of the things we're trying to do is set all our employees up for success. One of the things that I noticed early on before I took this job was we continued to have struggles with getting folks in the door. So we worked with our CPO office to do something we're calling a hiring slam, and which turned into a hiring blitz, where we're trying to just fill out the ranks of the Federal Acquisition Service. We're hoping to onboard another 200 people by the beginning of the fiscal year. Watch for those vacancies the first week in August. But I'm excited to say that GSA continues to be among the top 10 places to work in the federal environment on a poll conducted by the Partnership for Public Service. And I think one of the things that contributes to that is the way we focus on work life for our employees and exciting opportunities like working on our zero environmental footprint. That said, let's move into sustainability. I think we're trying to become one of the leaders in the federal government in sustainability. It's really an exciting time for us to lead this effort. I think our administrators put out an enormous challenge to us to have a zero environmental footprint. And then the last piece, talk a little bit about our customer-focused offerings. Some of our FAST programs are really, really customer-focused. They're close with the customer. Others, we're gonna ramp that up a little bit to learn how to work better with the customer, understand them better, reach out to them, and find new ways to review our offerings and services to make sure that we are supporting our customers meeting their missions.
So just a few things to work on. It sounds like a very strategic approach overall. First, working internally to staff up the organization, which many people who watch the organization probably think that that's a very wonderful thing to do. I certainly include myself in that number. But then also being outwardly focused. In fact, one of the things that you're looking to do, Steve, is to be outwardly focused as commissioner, working on the customer relationship, things of that nature. Tied to that is working on the largest program in your portfolio, the Multiple Award Schedule Program. It's on track this year to do nearly $40 billion in business. Some believe that there needs to be a central program management office for the schedules. That would be an internal structure that might free you and other management, senior management team members to go outside. What are your views on setting up a schedule PMO?
Well, recently, the General Accountability Office released a report that focused a little bit on some of the ways that the organization was structured and our management operations of it. And one of the suggestions that they had was strengthening the current program office that we currently do have. So we're looking at that, and I think we're going to revise the charter to make it a little bit more, beef it up a little bit and make it a little bit more, give it a little more teeth than it currently has. And I think we're going to look at our current operations and structure within the two, actually three business portfolios. And, you know, we're going to look at the management team that we have there. I think we may increase some of the positions there to a senior level, which I think will help, and also focus them on working together and cooperating, put into their performance plan, people being working together. Another thing that will help that, I think, are some of the internal systems that we're doing, the enterprise acquisition solution, and some of the tools that we're going to be giving both the workers in the program and also the managers in the program. And I think that will help understand and be able to manage better the workload that they have. Another piece that I think is important to that is we are hopefully nearing the end of our internal regulations for the program, Section 538, and that will help as well.
Well, I want to come back and talk a little bit about that new regulatory rewrite. Even though it may not be glamorous, it does have a tremendous amount of importance to people working in this area. My guest this half hour on Off the Shelf is Steve Kemp, Commissioner of GSA's Federal Acquisition Service. I'm Larry Allen, and you're listening to us here on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.
Every government agency has a distinct mission, yet they all share a common vision: to better serve the American people. And it's been the determination of every federal employee that's made this vision a reality and our country what it is today. The strategy and technology consultants of Booz Allen Hamilton are proud to have helped government clients meet their missions, and prouder still to continue providing support. Today, Booz Allen's 20,000 dedicated professionals have the expertise, the experience, and the solutions to help you continue adapting to ever-changing public service pressures while achieving your goals. So whether you're responding to today's demands or looking beyond the horizon, count on Booz Allen to help you be ready for what's next. Booz Allen Hamilton, delivering results that endure. BoozAllen.com. That's BoozAllen.com.
And welcome back here to Off the Shelf, where I am Larry Allen, your host here every Tuesday at this exact time on Federal News Radio 1500 AM, where we bring you the unrelentingly loyal listener in government industry, the very latest developments in the world of commercial solutions procurement. We've got a great guest with us here in the studio. He is Steve Kemp, the commissioner of GSA's Federal Acquisition Service. Before we get back to our discussion with Steve, though, I want to remind you that we welcome your feedback here, as always, on Off the Shelf. We guarantee that every communication is read. You can reach us here at the studio at offtheshelf@federalnewsradio.com. That's offtheshelf@federalnewsradio.com. That's the place for you to send your feedback about things you hear on the show, suggestions for show topics, questions for your humble host, or other pertinent matters. Please, however, do not try to email us about African investment schemes. We've already seen those. So getting back to our conversation today with GSA's Federal Acquisition Service Commissioner Steve Kemp. Steve, as we went into our first break, we were talking a little bit about things that are going on in the Multiple Award Schedules Program, talking about looking at beefing up the organizational structure. You started by talking a little bit about what was going on with rules and regulations. Tell us a little bit about what's going on with the regulatory rewrite of some of the rules that govern the schedules program.
Sure. Over the last about 2.5 years, we've been working on a rewrite for what is part of the GSAR, GSAM, Section 538, which are the rules that govern the schedules program and our internal operations. We've been working on that. It's been back and forth a couple of times, but I think we're getting ready to send it over for final review to the Office of Management and Budget. And I think this is really important for us. Those rules are probably about 20 years old, probably most of them. They needed a little bit of clarity, a bit of improvement, and they need to reflect some of the changes that we're going to be going through in our program. Things like the new systems changes that are going to come in with the enterprise acquisition solution. Changes that we're going to have with respect to how we process orders, the movement toward e-offer and e-mod. Right now, we're almost up to 50% of our modifications being done in e-mod, up from 18% last year. The contracts online that we're actually putting all of our terms and conditions for our offers online so that the customers can see them. The change in GSA Advantage 12, which will be out this fall, which will give our customers significantly more capabilities in searching and trying to meet their needs using the schedules program.
So that's, again, a very comprehensive strategic approach to what's going on with the rules and regulations of the program. The trick for you is to bring together the three different business lines into a coherent organizational structure. And not everybody may understand that inside GSA, you've got the IT portfolio, you have the general systems and supplies portfolio, and then you have global supply?
Global supply and services, and then the travel
right.
Card services and transportation, TMVCS.
And bringing those all together is a little bit of a challenge, and that's kind of one of the reasons why looking to maybe strengthen the schedules program office, and not necessarily that anybody's doing a bad job with any of those things. It's just if you've got a $38 or $40 billion a year program, maybe there ought to be one central place from which information is flowing, right?
Yeah, and that was one of the thoughts behind setting up the program office, and I think it's a promise that they're beginning to fulfill, but I think we've got some ways to go there, and we'll be getting soon, hopefully, a new somebody to replace me at the Office of Acquisition Management, a new AC there, and that will be one of their challenges when they come in as well.
Not like anyone could ever replace you, but let's switch gears here. Replacement to sustainability. Sustainability, as you mentioned at the top of the show, Steve Kemp, is another critical focus area and one that has been singled out by Administrator Johnson for emphasis. How are the programs of the Federal Acquisition Service working with the Administrator's Office on things like going green? What are some of the internal projects you all are having? Are there any external projects that you're working on? Tell us a little bit about sustainability and green, Steve.
Well, there's significant movement in terms of what the Federal Acquisition Service is doing to support sustainability. And I look at this in really three areas. One is our internal operations. So what does FAST do to become more green as an organization? So when we look at that, we're talking about things like telecommuting, advanced communication to support meetings across the country over telecommunications rather than getting in a plane and traveling across the country, and how we work in our buildings. So how much office space do we need? What do we do when we're in that office space? So some of those things to reduce commuting and those kinds of things. Secondly, it's what we do to support our customers. So what kinds of tools are we putting out there for our customers to use to support their sustainability needs? One thing we did early on was the Comprehensive Professional Energy Services, BPA, which will really support customers trying to work on the sustainability executive order in terms of managing and measuring where they are in terms of sustainability so that they can figure out how to get better as they move forward. Another thing that we're doing for the customers there was we developed a carbon footprint tool, which some of the agencies are going to be using. We're providing this free of charge to the customers to actually use this tool.
There's getting some good press on that right now. There's some ads, I think, running out talking about that. So, yeah, that's very highly visible.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, and this is part of our, you know, trying to be a leader in this area, and FAST has really stepped out to do that. And I think, and you see that in the third area as well, which is, you know, one of the things that the Federal Acquisition Service was heavily involved in, was the development of the response to Section 13 of the executive order, which was really looking at how the government will look at sustainability in its supply chain. And we've done a couple of things there. We've worked with the World Resources Institute to test a protocol for Scope 3 emissions and greenhouse gas emissions. We've developed a plan for the entirety of the federal government, leading across team across many agencies, to look at what is possible in terms of measuring greenhouse gas in the supply chain. And then we've put forth a plan to work with small businesses and to encourage our supply chain to actually do disclosures to third parties about what is their what are their greenhouse gas emissions. So I think we've had a lot to do over the last couple of months, and we've mapped out a very ambitious plan going forward.
Well, going forward, absolutely. It's interesting to see. I want to talk when we come back here about a little bit of the reaction from your customers on that. But I also note that several of my member companies, larger companies particularly, are the ones who already are expecting and anticipating having to disclose that type of information and actually wanting to disclose it, which is kind of an interesting thing to me. But I guess it reflects the world in which we live. When we come back, I want to continue our conversation with my guest today, FAS Commissioner Steve Kempf. We're going to talk a little bit about DOD, GSA's largest customer, and what Federal Acquisition Service is doing on that front. You're listening to Off the Shelf on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.
Nominations for the Excellence in Partnership Awards are open. Here's your chance to recognize innovation and excellence in the contracting programs of the General Services Administration. Nominate that company that's gone the extra mile in supporting a government agency. Nominate that GSA representative who calls on your office and provides support. Nominate your own agency to recognize your innovative use of GSA to meet your agency's mission. Winners will be announced at the EIP Awards on November 1st. Go to eipawards.org and nominate someone today. That's eipawards.org.
And welcome back to Off the Shelf, where I am Larry Allen, president of the Coalition for Government Procurement, and your host here every Tuesday right here on Federal News Radio 1500 AM, where we bring you the unmistakably loyal listener in government and industry, the very latest developments in the world of commercial solutions procurement. If you tuned in late, you missed my announcement about the Excellence in Partnership Awards. Nominations are open. Open indeed for this program that recognizes the individuals and organizations that have made significant contributions to the world of GSA schedules procurement, not just schedules, but other GSA contracts throughout the last year. So if you're a contractor, a GSA loyal user or even a GSA employee, and you feel that you or someone you work with should be recognized for your good work, why not? You should be. Check out everything you need to know about nominating someone, even yourself, at eipawards.org. That's eipawards.org. Or call Melissa King. Yes, she did get married during the show. She can be reached at 202-331-0975. My guest this half hour is Steve Kemp. Steve is the commissioner of GSA's Federal Acquisition Service. We've been talking about some of the sustainability initiatives that FAS has been undertaking lately under the direction not just of Steve, but GSA Administrator Martha Johnson. Steve, as we went into that last break, we were finished talking about some of the things that are going on with the contractor community relative to sustainability. I'm interested in the customer reaction. Sometimes it's difficult to gauge or to push customer behavior via procurement and contracting. What have you seen so far and how your customers are reacting to FAS's green initiatives?
Well, I think the best place for us to gauge that is the interest and participation that we've seen in the working groups when we move forward and what we were doing under Section 13. And those groups are still together. In fact, I think they've grown and more agencies are joining with us as we move forward on that. And I think that's always, in my mind, a very good gauge of the interest of the whole federal government when you see people volunteering to participate in working groups and keeping together and then growing. And I think, you know, one of the things that they're pushing us for is some training to help them understand how to use in sustainability and procurements, how to measure their own sustainability progress in their own agencies. And we're trying to do both of those.
So good customer outreach programs, but probably an understanding that those are going to really have to grow if people are going to buy into the program.
Absolutely. And it's not only, you know, it's not only good for the federal government and our environment, it's also good for GSA. And we really enjoy being in that position out there helping the customer meet their mission.
I'll ask you about the goats later on. But right now I want to talk a little bit about the Department of Defense. As I promised people recently, we weren't talking to Steve about DOD. It is the largest user of your contracts, not just the schedules program, but GWACs, networks, even probably global supply, Steve. DOD leaders have recently announced their intent to trim their acquisition overhead and make a particular emphasis on driving up competition. What type of coordination are you all having with various DOD constituencies on these goals? What's the status of the DOD-FAS relationship?
I think at this point our relationship is pretty good. I think in every relationship that you have the ups and downs, and I think at this point it's a very productive relationship. This spring we were at the Defense Acquisition Conference. I think we had four different courses we taught there during the course of their week. So we do have a lot of cooperation there. They've been a great partner as we move forward in the Federal Strategic Sourcing Initiative for office products. And they were right with us on committing to use it. And I think, you know, this is also going to help them with their budget and the efforts that they want to do there. Additionally, there's other things that we've been working with them on. I think, you know, we've talked before about the commercial satellite effort using the schedules and the follow-on piece for the non-commercial offerings. Here, a great story, agencies working together to provide something where each of them had their own separate offerings, a way to sort of trim their costs and yet provide good service. And I think the two agencies working together will have better products than they would have had they worked separately.
So the ongoing relationship with DOD, the need to show your value proposition is kind of almost a daily thing with that group.
Yes, and one of the things that we've been trying to do is work on our communication. And one of the things that we did working with Gary Feit's organization is developing something that we're calling Mission Possible, which is a year-long effort to train our own people how to talk about our business propositions, our business lines, and the actual value proposition around each of our separate and discrete business lines. And we just embarked on that starting last month.
Oh, very good. Giving everybody the FAS elevator speech. It's always a good thing. Now, any discussion of the Federal Acquisition Service, Steve, would be remiss if we didn't talk briefly about your sister organization inside GSA, the Public Building Service. Recently, PBS has begun to use FAS contracts more than ever. What are some of the solutions that are being driven here, and what do you view as being the current relationship between the two services?
I'd like to start off with that. We look at PBS as not only a sister service, but as a customer. And, Commissioner Peck and I have a good relationship. We like to work together. We've recently re-energized something we call the Joint Business Planning Committee, which really looks at connecting the services in places that make sense. One of the subcommittees of that is PBS as a customer. And we've had some, good results from that working group. Things like increased usage of the schedules, something called PBS OneSource, which is a portal that they have for gaining entry into the schedules program and other offerings that are good for PBS in order to help them fulfill their needs. We've also worked with them on a lot of their era work. We had one project up in Hartford, where they use the schedules completely to put on a green roof on a building, where they use one of our schedules to buy the photovoltaic cells that were placed on that roof. We're also working very closely with them on the St. Elizabeth's project. They're using Alliant to do some of the technology upgrades there. We continue to work with them on smart buildings, of course, a zero environmental footprint. And things as simple as learning how to buy cleaning supplies for their janitorial contracts. And, what is the best way to do that in order to ensure both that they get a good price and that the products are environmentally friendly. So, as I said, we have a really good working relationship. We value them as a customer. And I think that relationship's getting stronger.
Well, it certainly seems to be from the outside. And it's something that's kind of a welcome development, seeing the two services work, I think, a little bit more closely than they have historically. Steve Kempf, Commissioner of GSA's Federal Acquisition Service, I want to thank you for being my guest this half hour on Off the Shelf. Love to have you back.
Well, thank you, Larry. I'll come back in anytime you invite me. Appreciate the opportunity.
Great conversation today. I want to thank you, our amazingly loyal listeners, for tuning in this half hour. Join us again here next week on Off the Shelf, where your humble host, me, Larry Allen, will be continuing our conversations with leaders in and out of government in the world of commercial solutions procurement right here on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.
You've been listening to Off the Shelf with Larry Allen of the Coalition for Government Procurement. If you missed any part of this program, you can hear the entire show on our website, federalnewsradio.com. Off the Shelf, Tuesday mornings at 10:30, only on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. WFED, your source for federal news now.
What's the buzz in the federal community? Chris Dorbeck knows it. Join Chris for his new show, The Dorbeck Insider, weekday afternoons 3 to 7 on Federal News Radio AM. Chris has the insights on who's coming and who's going, new memos, new contracts, fun and helpful ways for federal managers to improve agency productivity while meeting mission goals. The Dorbeck Insider, building federal community by connecting people. Weekday afternoons on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. WFED Washington.